News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
The death has taken place of Ronnie Delaney at the age of 91. The Wicklow-born Delaney is Ireland's last Olympic gold medal winner in athletics. And to this day, his Melbourne glory ranks among the greatest ever sporting achievements in Irish history. Cathal Dennehy is with us, athletics journalist. Cathal, remind us of what he achieved in Melbourne.
Yeah, I mean, it was remarkable. He very nearly wasn't sent to the Olympics in Melbourne. I think it was only one of the casting votes, I think, by the chairman of the committee that actually ended up being sent, which would have been one of the greatest mistakes in Irish sporting history, if not. But he was a student at the time, Villanova University, just 21 years of age. And I think the thing you have to remember as well is, you know, there are certain medals that feel like they're worth more in certain events. You know, athletics is obviously the showpiece sport when it comes to the Olympics. But within athletics, you know, the two events the public cares most about are the 100 metres and the 1500 metres. They're the two blue ribbon events. And when it comes to the distance races, the 1500 metres is the kind of rock star event that everyone wants to win. And, you know, to think an Irishman won it while a student, an amateur athlete back in 1956 is just remarkable. And, you know, lots of people in Ireland, obviously, at the time weren't able to watch it on TV. It was half a day later. They were listening to the radio broadcast and there was a little nod at the start of that broadcast, I think, saying, look out for the Irishman. And, you know, his fate was fulfilled. He was a rank outsider that day. I know he said to me before, I think he was around 100-1 with some of the bookies, but he always saw himself as the even money favourite. And in the Olympic Village the day before the final, he met three of his British rivals and they were talking about who might win the 1500. And he said to them, Ronnie will win it. He never had any, you know, fragility in his own ability. He very much believed in that before and after that achievement. But he wasn't just an Olympic champion. I mean, he set three world indoor records for the mile. He was unbeaten in the US indoor circuit for 4 years. He won a European medal. He won a World University Games. But of course, crowning achievement, 1956 in Melbourne, that win will just echo an eternity for Irish sport.
And presumably as well, he acted as something of a trailblazer, particularly the record that he set in the US collegiate scene.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you have to remember, you know, I think the imprint and the legacy of Ronnie Delaney probably still isn't being fully understood. You know, obviously everyone like me grew up, you know, he was almost like the godfather figure in Irish athletics with what he achieved. But you look down the decades at who came next and who kind of went on and won world titles after him. And, you know, he went to Villanova University. He was one of the first Irish athletes to go there back in the 50s. And, you know, 30, 40 years later, Eamon Coughlin went to Villanova University. Sonia O'Sullivan went to Villanova University. And, you know, so maybe good chance they would never have gone to that university, and who knows, maybe not achieved what they did were it not for the trail he blazed in going to America, turning himself into a great under the guidance of Coach Jumbo Elliott. And of course, that achievement that just ripples decade after decade. You know, he said there was never a day in his life where he wasn't reminded of that victory. People would write to him from all over the world about where they were and what they experienced when they heard he won gold. You know, he told me a few years ago there was a priest who was in a silent order who was studying at the time, and the silence was broken by the kind of head priest basically coming into the room and announcing to everyone that Ronnie has won gold at the Olympics. And it was a few weeks after the win before he actually got back to Ireland. He had to go back to Villanova and sit exams. But when he did get back, there was massive parades. And as Ronnie told me a few years ago, the Irish love to celebrate, and they certainly celebrated it a few weeks after the win, but in good order all the same.
Cathal, thank you very much. Cathal Dennehy there, athletics journalist. And don't forget that interview that Ronnie Delaney did with Ger Gilroy is being made available for free from Off the Ball. You can just throw it into Google. It's a lovely interview between himself and Ger talking about those events in Melbourne.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.